producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks since he's been on the same day as us. He's been into the future, and he's back from the future. Dr. Rashid Batar, welcome home, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. It was just funny to think that the 2 weeks in a row, you were actually one day ahead of us, and you still wouldn't spill any secrets, didn't give us any lottery tickets. I don't even know why we're still friends.
Man, I'll tell you, I don't even know why I didn't figure it out. I tried so hard to come up with a formula, but it just didn't work.
Oh, man. But you were in glorious Middle Earth for a while, had a great time there, and I'm so glad. But I'm glad to also have you back. A lot of folks probably missed you and needed you here. So did you adjust well back into the daily grind of healing that you like to do?
Oh, yeah, it was right back into it. No loss of time. I mean, as you know, I got back, and then I think it was about 9 hours, I flew out again to Houston to meet with Ty and to get some of the new series done, some of the work that he's doing, which is very exciting. And so, everything's moving along just like I never left.
Well, good. So we'll carry on with Advanced Medicine today, by the way. Welcome. If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Rashid Batar joins me each and every Monday to kick off the week. We do Advanced Medicine together. Of course, in addition to all other places you can hear archives, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And also, you can go to medicalrewind.com. Hundreds and hundreds of hours now of broadcast healing Advanced Medicine. So, Dr. Batar, I thought we'd start today. Interesting story out of our friends from the Alliance for Natural Health. They released a study published in the journal PLOS indicating a substance found in ginger, of all things, is 10,000, not 1,000, 10,000 times more effective than chemotherapy in targeting cancer cells. We've talked about ginger a little bit, but this is pretty interesting that they're analyzing it and validating it.
Yeah, I haven't really used ginger for its immunogenic type properties, but use ginger as a natural anticoagulant, a natural blood viscosity improvement for blood viscosity type agent, and thins the blood. So I've used ginger for that extensively, but I haven't. I know that there are some principles that of immune enhancement using ginger, but nothing that we've used clinically ourselves. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting to see what actually they found.
Yeah, and I think that what's interesting is we've talked about this too. It's like it's one thing to take chemotherapy. We're not big fans of that, admittedly. But even if it kills cancer cells, what we found and what was also revealed in when Ty put together the truth about cancer, a lot of the docs on there were talking about the fact that the chemotherapy doesn't target what's called cancer stem cells. In fact, they're talking about resistance even developing to these chemo drugs, which are devastating to healthy cells, much less the cancer cells that they want to target. And so what's interesting about this finding is that this specific thing within ginger, they call it 6-shogao. I'm not as familiar with this either, but they're saying it actually targets the cancer stem cells.
Yeah, and that's a very important component. So, you know, we've talked about also the synergistic components. You can isolate some single components within plant substances or the naturally occurring substances, and then when you use them in a petri dish, when they're singled out, they don't seem to have the same efficacy as they did in their natural form. And I think that part of that is the combination, because there's a synergistic benefit of some other ingredient within that naturally occurring substance, whereas when you isolate it, it no longer is working in conjunction with that essential cofactor or
right.
Whatever other catalyst as necessary that we may not have identified. Mm-hmm. And so this is something common that's seen in science, where they'll see something in nature, they'll isolate it, then they'll reproduce it synthetically, and it doesn't work as effectively as the naturally occurring component. And so using something in ginger like this that they've found to be effective in stimulating the stem cells, my first question would be, is it going to work the same way when they start to synthesize it? And chances mm-hmm. are it won't, because there's something else that's missing that only occurs in the infinite wisdom of the Creator, the way
exactly.
He combined it.
Yeah, our friend Sayer G from Green Med Info writes about this. It's interesting as you review the literature and they identify these things. Of course, they typically study them so that they can synthesize and patent derivatives, if you will, of this natural substance. That's where they come up with most drugs anyway. But as you mentioned, and we've talked about it for years, the synergicity, that things work together for a reason in the natural world. And even if, let's say, you isolate this form of, or this isolate from ginger, and you succeed at killing cancer stem cells, there's always an unintended effect, if you will, when you synthesize. And, of course, we also acknowledge that if it's done in a vacuum, and all you do is target the base for cancer, you haven't changed the environment that led to the manifestation of cancer. And I think that's something we can't overlook as people are adopting these allopathic thought forms with natural medicines.
Yeah, I think that's another essential point, and I'm glad you brought that up, because you might be able to target the stem cells, target the cytochrome P53 component, or target, you know, whichever other component, the apoptotic cascade, or you may be able to deal with the uncontrolled cellular proliferation. Fine, all these agents may or may not do those things, and that's great if they do, but the problem is that even if you do get that component controlled, it will come back. It's not a question of if it's going to come back. It's a question of when it's going to come back, because the underlying factors that led to the cancer in the first place, that led to that change in the field, if you will, the terrain, if you will, that allowed that problem to occur in the first place, has not changed. You haven't done anything. It's essentially like having a field and you got a weed sprouting up, and then you take something and you kill that weed, or you do something naturally occurring that prevents that weed from sprouting. Well, that's fine. You sprayed it in the weed and it targeted the weed and it got rid of the weed. But is that going to prevent another weed from popping up somewhere else? And the answer is, of course, it's not, because you haven't done anything to change the soil. You haven't done anything to change the terrain. You haven't changed the environment that created the problem in the first place. And so, yes, these things may be good to target certain components like the stem cells. It's very crucial in the entire component of treating cancer. Those are very important components to be addressing. However, if you don't address the commonalities that allowed the cancer to occur in the first place, it will come back. And the sad part is that some of these naturally occurring things that may be targeting certain components will only work for a limited amount of time, because then they become refractory. Because remember, cancer is highly mutagenic and highly adaptogenic, and it changes and figures out what is happening. That's one reason in our treatments, we're constantly changing it. Every week, the protocol is different and adjusts so that the cancer can't adapt and mutate and deal with the the attack. Meaning, we want to confuse it. We want to hit it from different angles so it never has an opportunity to rest on its laurels and continue to propagate.
Yeah, and of course, you're not doing it in a vacuum, because you're looking at the entire terrain. You're removing, for instance, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that precipitate the rise for these aberrant life forms or cancer cells. So it isn't just about neutralizing them. It's about changing the terrain of the body so that you are not a hospitable host to something like that again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's helping the immune system to get repaired, is to detoxify the body and get rid of the substances that caused the immune suppression in the first place, is to give the body the nutrients that it needs in order for it to thrive. And all those things, components together, are changing the environment. And that's really my initial component in dealing with cancer, because a lot of times just doing that effectively, those three components doing it effectively, will then revert those oncogenic cells, those cancerous cells, back into the normal state.
Right.
And it's hard to believe, but that is actually not only possible, it happens more often than not. And then if there's still some remnant cells that continue, aberrant cells that continue to proliferate that are cancerous, then you can start using some of these other components to deal with them. But the first mode of the best form of of offense is a good defense, and that defense is changing the terrain and preventing it from creating that environment that's hospitable to the cancer.
Well, speaking of terrain and environment, let's go to your colon. I mean, not your colon, Dr. Bittar, but I mean the colon, right?
My phone, yeah.
this is a Colon Cancer Awareness Month starts up in March. Let's get a head start on it. I was just thinking about this, and I don't mean to gross anybody out, but I mean, dude, if you can grow cancer cells in your colon, how bad does it have to be? Because think about what your colon is. It's the place where the last vestiges of the refuse is about to leave the body. And your body is designed to handle that. So it's designed to be one of the nastiest places if you think about it. Teeming with microbes and everything. And if you can grow cancer, you know, I'm saying people have worked very hard in this Western world to eat such garbage, to take such poisons into their body that even their colon can't handle the crap you're throwing at it.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing is when you hear things like a Happy Meal from McDonald's that's left out and experiment with to see how long is it going to maintain.
It doesn't expire. It doesn't go bad. It looks the same 10 years from now. We've heard so many experiments like that. Your colon wasn't designed to take stuff in that can't be broken down.
Exactly. And so now you start thinking about not just one Happy Meal, but however many Happy Meals, and then you add all the other types of foods like that that tend to have a confirmation that not even insects or bugs or yeast or bacteria or viruses will grow on it because it's that bad, and now we're pushing that through our colons, through our guts. It's not just the colon; it's actually the entire gastrointestinal system. Because from the mouth all the way down to the anus, it's all a continuum with the outside world. That's not just the colon, but the small bowel, the stomach, the esophagus, all the way up and all the way down. It's so important to help maintain that in its healthiest form by eating a good diet, and that really does make a difference. Versus, even if you didn't eat as good of a diet, it's way, way, way better than eating something that is not digestible, that's not able to be broken down, that even bugs won't eat.
Right, yeah. And you know, that's the thing here about, think about this. This is the last vestige, the effort at the last stage of the alimentary canal before it leaves, where it's desperately trying to deal with it. And, of course, that's why we see, I think, one of the big reasons, the high incidences of colon cancer. Now, this doesn't mean don't get checked out, because there can be some real serious repercussions if you don't do something. But we're going to give you some options for prevention, much less reversal, should it occur for you. So we got a head start on Colon Cancer Awareness Month right now. We got another segment on that. We've got some more updates from the CDC about sleep. This time not Zika, but on sleep deprivation and what it leads to. Lots more healing to go. Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. We mentioned March is a colon cancer awareness month. Of course, they designed it to get everybody in and screened and get a colonoscopy. And Dr. Bittar, again, we're not against screening per se, but we do want you to know there are risks associated with it. And if you, by and large, eat a different diet than most of your fellow Americans, you're not as likely to be at risk for manifestation of this sort of colon cancer that they almost expect. Well, yeah, probably we should screen everybody because everybody's at risk. I don't think everybody is at risk based on lifestyle. There are different cancers that form in different places for different reasons. As I travel around, all these thoughts in my head, Dr. Bittar, I want to come back to the so-called colonoscopy and the risks I want people to know about.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think there are certain people with certain types of risk behaviors or certain type of lifestyle choices that are at a greater risk for developing certain types of cancer. So there's no doubt about that. I agree with that 100%.
So, but right now I think they're telling you if you're over 40, over 45, I don't know if they're saying annually they want to do this colonoscopy. I've had family members in the past, my elders, and this is a long time ago, one, in fact, was hospitalized because they perforated a colon in a routine colonoscopy. And this is not like 0.1% of the time this happens. This is probably far more than they'd like to admit.
Yeah, this is probably across the board with any of the procedures that are done. There's a relatively significant incidence of what we call iatrogenic complications. So iatrogenic, for those that don't know, that's a medical term that basically means doctor-induced. And just looking at things such as, let's say, doing a percutaneous transluminal coronary angioplasty, the PTCAs, those have about a 4% chance where the dye, when they do an angiogram prior to the PTCA, the dye will cause a spasm within a coronary vessel and induce a heart attack.
Wow.
You know, it's a significant percentage. The perforations from colonoscopies or any of these routine procedures, you know, like you said, it's not the 0.1% type thing. It's, you know, 2-5%.
Wow.
And some people will say, well, 2% isn't that significant. Well, you know, it's 2 out of 100. Now, you know, would you take a flight if there was a 2 out of 100 chance that your plane was going to crash? I mean,
right.
I don't know. I think that's kind of high risk. So yes, you are correct, Robert, that people should be very aware of the complications. And of course, there's this thing called informed consent. And mm-hmm. so they'll give you informed consent, and they'll put down that there's a risk for that, you know, this can happen, that can happen, you can perforate, you can die, and it's always a matter of routine. And so really the person, the individual, it's downplays and minimized so that the individual that's signing that form doesn't feel like it's a big deal. And I'm not saying that everybody's like that. My point is that it is downplayed, and it happens. The complications happen all the time, even to the point of, like, people going in for, you know, a gangrenous foot, and they're going in for an amputation, and they cut off the wrong foot. I mean,
wow,
this is not something uncommon. It happens all the time. When I was an ER doc at Richmond Memorial Hospital, one of the nurses that was, you know, long-term in that ER for, like, 35 years before I even got there, told me about her husband who came in for a bunionectomy, just a routine, in good health, farmer, came into the hospital, this is like 5 years before I met her, came in for a routine bunionectomy and died because of a complication in the surgery, and he got an infection and ended up dying within like 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
So, you know, there's all sorts of complications that can occur. So that's just perforation with a colon.
Well, but the thing is, Dr. Bittar, sometimes, correct me if I'm wrong, but they'll perforate and they won't know they perforate. You go home and you think you're fine, and you can end up in the ER a few days later.
Well, it's usually the next day or something. Yeah, perforation, because we've had that case where we've taken patients in to do a laparotomy, or laparotomy is basically an exploratory surgery because you can't figure out what's going on. They got a hot belly, and they don't know what happened, and over the, you know, last couple of days they start getting sicker, and now they got a fever, and now they're septic, they got a high white count, you open them up, they got pus in the belly, and then you find out from the history they had a colonoscopy done 5 days earlier, and they're on the verge of death because there was a perforation and nobody picked it up. So those
right.
type of things happen. But, you know, I think if we summarize it and look at the entire picture, the entire gamut, the worst place for a sick person to be is a hospital.
And that is
the point. You know, it may sound like a strange thing to say, but there are so many types of we refer to them as nosocomial infections or nosocomial bacteria. These are things that are normally not found in most places. They're only growing in the hospitals because it's a centralization spot, a concentration area for all these nasty bugs to grow.
And right.
So
well, people get out. If you're in the hospital, get out fast. We got to take a break here. By the way, I almost want to say, take a silver enema after you have a colonoscopy, if you do, just to be safe. We're going to be coming back. We'll talk about sleep disorders and also how it impacts the kidneys as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We've joked, Dr. Vitar, over the years about, you know, questions to ask your doctor to know if they're, like, the right doctor for you. And I was half joking, but not. And I'd say, you know, ask your doctor how often he or she has a bowel movement and see how they respond to that question. If they embrace the question and say, you know, I'm glad you asked. That's really great. You're aware. This is how often I go, right? But I think more often than not, the doctor might be shocked and maybe even a little embarrassed to admit that they might be going two or three times a week at best.
Yeah, that is a definite, definite indication of poor bowel habits and problems just waiting to occur later on in life. So that's a perfect example right there, Robert, of knowing whether or not you've got good bowel habits or not if you are able to go minimum of twice a day. If you have a, you know, even once a day. I mean, my idea of a good bowel, for good bowel health is a person that goes to the bathroom at least 2 minimum, preferably 3 times a day. But even if you can just at least eliminate once a day, if I have a person that has chronic constipation and we start getting them to the point that they can actually start having a bowel movement once a day, that's progress. And then more activity, the proper type of diet will help to increase that elimination. But if you go into the bathroom once or twice or 3 times a week, that is a major, major sign of future problems that are just waiting to arise.
Right, and there you can anticipate a colonoscopy sometime in your future. We'll say, ooh, that doesn't look good. Whereas the regular bowel movements that we talk about at least once a day, as you said, that's once at least, but 2, maybe 3. If you eat 3 meals a day, you should have some kind of cycle that parrots it a little bit closely, as opposed to the sluggishness. Now, I've had a history of bowel issues with the constipation, hospitalized as a child, and we've talked about it. But it pales in comparison to the Super Bowl commercial about OIC, the new ailment or disease coined by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. OIC stands for opioid-induced constipation.
Yeah, that's just amazing to me that they've actually created a medical condition and labeled it as such, because, you know, it just shows you, Robert, where we're going. We're taking a problem, we're creating a problem from, again, it's that iatrogenic issue. We're creating an iatrogenic issue, and now we name that as if it's a disease process or something that needs to be corrected, and then we treat it, as opposed to just stopping the problem in the first place, which is the opioid
that stops right.
The functioning of the
bowel
system.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, remember restless leg syndrome?
Yep.
I mean, magnesium deficiency, anyone?
Yep. I mean, and there's a lot of things like this that actually have been created. You know, the ones that really come to mind are gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is just nothing more than a deficiency in digestive enzymes. That's it. You don't need to have the caryophytes and the Pepsids and the H2 blockers and the proton pump inhibitors and all those drugs. It's just simply give the person a little bit more digestion assistance by giving them some digestive enzymes. And so we create these acronyms for these disease processes, and then it's another issue that we have to deal with. And so another whole class of drugs are created to deal with this issue, which never was an issue in the first place. If you just take care of the issue. A perfect example is when a person gets the stomach flu or food poisoning, and so they have all these drugs to stop diarrhea, whereas diarrhea is a natural response to get rid of something that's irritating the body. But you have this whole class of drugs for anti-diarrheal drugs. I mean, just think about all these classes of drugs that we wouldn't need if we just took care of the problem at its source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk about ways to put out fire safely without harming your healthy cells, and it can be done. By the way, again, if you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, every Monday we do Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar. He's also the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Every presentation I do, I feature that book as well as one of the must-read books. So please, if you're not sure about the things you're hearing, you need more, there's a great way to go, great place to go, along with the book TMB, Ty Bollinger and I wrote, Unlock the Power to Heal. We've got really devastating good news, if I say it that way. That brings the power to heal back to you. Now, the CDC is revealing some things I want to ask you about. Because, Dr. Batar, you have unusual sleep patterns. You don't seem to sleep like I do, for instance. And everybody's unique. I know there's bio-individuality. Some people need more, some people need less. But the CDC always tries to generalize. They're a bunch of collectivists. And they say everybody needs at least 7 hours. I don't know if that's true or not. I know that I tend to do better with that. But they're reporting that maybe a third of all Americans are not getting enough sleep.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I would say that sleep probably is a good thing, and people should get as much as they can. I actually don't sleep that much, and it's not because of. I mean, I love to sleep. Don't get me wrong. I think it's more because when I was doing general surgery residency, and you get used to that, and then I was working in the emergency rooms when I started my clinic after I got out of residency, after I got out of the military, I was working 4 nights in the ER and I was working 4 days in the clinic. And so, that's 2 times in a week you go pulling a 24-hour. So your body gets adjusted to it. The human body is just so amazing. It can adjust so many different things. So it's not by choice necessarily. I'm not doing it because I think, oh, I'm cool for not sleeping. I mean, I wish sometimes that I was sleeping more because I actually love sleeping, and it's just that there's so much to do in a day, you know what I mean? So
yeah, you grab life by the marrow, you do, my friend, and it's amazing what you are accomplishing, and I will say that. But if you want sleep, get it, and I think finding out the right amount for you is important. Again, there is some level of differentiation between people, and I think this is one of those things, though. You must be active during the day, because oftentimes, you know, you're not tired, you're restless at night. There's a lot of reasons. One of the things is lack of physical exercise and movement during the day.
Yeah, that's a great, great point, Robert, because I think if people do end up having a lot of activity, they will exhaust themselves, and they will actually do very, very, very well as far as having restful sleep. Because one of the things for me is that when I hit the sack, before my head even hits the pillow, I'm out. Mm-hmm. So there's no loss of
no moments waiting to go to sleep.
I mean,
yeah.
I go right into, you know, rapid eye movement type sleep. I mean, I can take a cat nap and be up in 30 minutes and felt like I've slept or like overslept because I'm going into, you know, and you sleep 7 hours or 8 hours, you're only sleeping about 30 to 45 minutes in rapid eye movement sleep. And it's really important for people to remember that the reason sleep is so important is because it is allowing your system to recharge.
Reset,
it's actually where your body heals. It's actually where your body grows. That's one reason a baby spends so much time sleeping, because they're actually growing. So I would highly recommend nobody cheat on sleep.
Yeah, you make a great point there. That is the time. You know, in Chinese medicine, they talk about the activity at night in a particular time frame when the liver is most active. While you're not doing all the movement during the day, suddenly, you know, the energy flows into the detox systems. And that may be the relationship here with a study that came out about sleep apnea. They're saying it increases your risk for chronic kidney disease. And I was thinking, isn't that interesting? But, of course, tell me something that you can put in the body that will go first to the kidneys, directly to the kidneys without passing through the liver. Is there a pathway there that I'm unaware of?
Well, everything has to go through the, I mean, everything, you know, you'd say water, but water gets in blood and the blood's being circulated.
Sure, yeah, but outside of that, because as I look at this and I say chronic, they always go to kidneys because they seem to have a difficult time in allopathic medicine detecting something that I call as homeopath liver congestion. You know, by the time they diagnose the liver, the enzymes are elevated, it could be years further than somebody sensitized in a more natural form of medicine would say there's something wrong with, like, the liver qi, which, of course, the kidneys are, my point is that they're passively downstream from the liver. So they don't diagnose the liver, they diagnose the kidneys. The kidneys would have never been hammered if the liver was up to speed and doing all of its work and then passing what is appropriate down to the kidneys.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily agree with that, Robert. I do agree with you in context when you certainly want to address the liver issues because, yes, they will pass certain things down. But there are certain things, for example, heavy metals will not get processed through the liver, but heavy metals will get processed through the glomeruli. And they get actually, on biopsy studies, they've seen that the kidney parenchyma, the tissue of the kidneys, is actually much higher concentration than metals. So when you chelate an individual, for example, a person that's got really poor kidney function, we've actually seen their BUN and creatinine get worse initially, and then all of a sudden it starts to improve. And the reason is because there's a concentration of the heavy metals in the kidney.
In the kidney tissue, right.
Soon as you start cleaning that out, then the kidneys start to improve. But at first, it's like all the sludge that's collected in the filter. Think of it that way.
Right. No, and that is also reinforcing the point of when the liver is not able to do its job, or if you're overwhelming the liver, again, the kidneys are going to suffer because it will be passed on. And I've mentioned this in terms of why I use the silver hydrosol as opposed to other forms on a regular basis, because if you're using silver salts, the liver has a hard time to bind through metallothionines, glutathione, selenium-dependent pathways. And then the salts are passed to the kidneys. The kidneys don't filter them out that efficiently, and that's where you get the bioaccumulation starting. So it's also about fate and transport. And, you know, I like to look at the connection between all of these organs to help folks understand it.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very important point. And I guess what I was saying is that the liver is not an organ that's necessarily being relied on to remove heavy metals, as opposed to the liver, as opposed to the kidneys, which are one of the primary areas that you want to help focus when you're trying to remove heavy metals. But you're absolutely right. There's nothing in the body that I know of that goes into the body and then, you know, at some point doesn't go through the liver. So
right,
that's
right.
A very, very true statement.
Yeah, so in that context, which is why we always say, and in Chinese medicine, they've been saying it for about 5,000 years, the key to everything is the liver. Now, we're not saying don't pay attention to the kidneys, don't pay attention. No, that's not the point. But the point is you got to give some vitamin L to that liver, however you do it. And there's so many ways to do it, whether it be minerals like selenium and other things, whether it be herbs, homeopathics. These are the things that precede even when we talk about colon health. They all go hand in hand. The GI system, a gastroenterologist looks at the liver, do they not?
They absolutely do.
Yeah.
They absolutely do. And that's one of the things that's so important to remember, that the liver is the oil filter of the body. And if you just remember that a car is not going to run very far if you don't change that oil filter every 5 or 10 or 15,000 miles, depending on what type of oil. Mm-hmm. Similarly, the liver, you know, we can't just go out there and change the liver, but that's the same role that that liver is playing. And so it's very important to take care of our liver. And any type of drug that we're taking that affects the liver, we need to be very careful of. And that's why Tylenol is one of the major causes of liver problems. It's an over-the-counter drug. There's more people that try to attempt suicide.
Yeah, utilizing that. You're right. Well, let's take a break here. We'll be back wrapping it up. We'll talk a little bit more about the liver. Maybe we'll get into the HPV controversy as well.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always a great discussion with my good friend Dr. Rashi Batar here at Advanced Medicine. You can always find him also at drbuttar, drbuttar.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And Medical Rewind, if you ever miss a show, easiest place to get it. What else we got to do here? We've got some Zika stories. We got to fit a lot into this last segment. By the way, Dr. Batar was interviewed for the truth about detoxification. So later this year, you're going to be hearing more about some of the things we've just now discussed a little bit, liver, kidney, that kind of thing, pulling the stuff out. The HPV, they're really pushing the PR on this. They're so happy because the HPV rate, whatever that is, in teen girls, they claim it dropped by 60%. The HPV rate. I don't know if they're claiming it's the vaccine that's doing it or less promiscuous behavior. It's not clear. But at the same time, they're probably praising the shot. Another story comes out. We've got it linked up, added just now in Vaccine Impact. Did two medical journals just blacklist Gardasil research showing dangers of the vaccine? So the pushback is on because a lot of scientists and doctors are saying, you know what? Even though we believe in vaccines, those we don't believe in.
Yeah, and that's really interesting when it starts happening from the own medical profession. You know, it's interesting what the fallout's going to be. And I know that there was a website, at least for a while there was a website, and I think, Robert, you actually had it maybe in your show notes or something, that was talking about the incidence of side effects from the Gardasil and how many girls at
adverse events. Yeah, SaneVax.org still has that. There's a running tally, and they've actually done such work that certain governments, Japan has, you know, completely suspended the use of the vaccine, and others are questioning it. And so I guess the push is on with the PR to say, hey, look, these three types of HPV are no longer happening because we're vaccinating. And then I had Dr. Leon, who's been a pathologist for 50 years, work with the guy who developed the Pap test originally in the 20th century, and he said this is a completely bogus claim that the HPV vaccine is a cancer vaccine. It is absolutely not.
Yeah, no, it's not. In fact, even if you start to read the literature, even the literature doesn't talk about that. I think this is a marketing component, or it's a spin that they've created, but it's never been marketed as a at least as far as I know.
It's not been approved as an anti-cancer, but they marketed it in that way.
Right.
Yeah. And that's significant. Dr. Lee Sang, Sinhang Lee, he was on this program. We talked about that. Very, very impressive. PhD, MD, this guy's credentialed out the you-know-what. And he's calling them out. He's suing these organizations saying, you know, you people are calling this a cancer vaccine. It is not. There's no evidence to support it, much like there's no evidence to support the claim that Zika is causing birth defects, the virus causing microcephaly. It's not there, but yet they're ready to put billions of dollars into vaccines and drugs and pesticides and larvicides.
The thing that's the funniest is, though, that if they just looked at it, they'd see that the Zika virus is nothing new. It's been around for a long time.
Yes.
It's a new marketing spin.
Yep, exactly. We had to cover for our friends who are producing pesticides related to Monsanto. We can't have them be at fault and be sued, so we'll blame a virus, an inconvenient virus. The virus wasn't doing really nothing at all, and suddenly, boom, now it's the cause of microcephaly. Now they're saying it's causing Guillain-Barré, which I believe is a vaccine-induced form of semi-paralysis.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting thought, because it certainly could make that, you can make that correlation, because there are many side effects from some of these pesticides that mimic, you know, paralysis-type pictures. They're very, very unifocal-type paralysis. They're usually mm-hmm. self-limiting, and it's self-limiting just because the person's not getting the exposure to that poison anymore. If it's continuous, then if it's an ongoing poisoning, then they're going to continue to have those symptoms. So that makes sense. I haven't thought about that, but that does make sense.
Yeah, they say much of the global attention to this virus has zeroed in on a suspected link. So they admit it. No one's saying there's a direct link. They all suspect it. We strongly suspect it. Where's the evidence? Well, the evidence shows quite the opposite, that in only a small fraction of the cases of microcephaly was there any evidence of the Zika virus. But they don't go to the next level to say, well, how much Zika virus was present? Because if they had to detect it with PCR, that means it was hardly there at all.
Right. That's a very good point.
Yeah. There we go. Making good points again, Dr. Bitar. Always a great pleasure, honor, privilege to hang out with you once a week here.
Enjoy it, as always, Robert.
Welcome back to the States, my friend. Remember, folks, you can hear the archives in many places, including our syndicator, GCN, who hosts them, as well as robertscottbell.com, medicalrewind.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and now through SoundCloud. So you've got lots of options to know that. You tell them, Dr. Bitar.
The power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.